Comedian Paula Poundstone is a regular panelist on NPR's hit weekly news quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and is currently on tour. She'll be appearing at The Crown and Anchor in Provincetown on August 25th for two shows, so we thought we'd talk to her about the shows and get her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Paula.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Tell us about your upcoming shows in Provincetown.
Well, I'll be on stage telling my little jokes. About all I know about, really. But I love Provincetown. It's one of my favorite jobs of the year. I've been lucky enough to be coming there for years now. So I'm doing one night, two shows. So I pretty much fly in, fly out. I don't get to take in a lot. I talk about raising a house full of kids and animals. I talk about trying to keep up with the news well enough to cast a halfway decent vote. Occasionally I talk about Aunt Gertrude from the Hardy Boys, but only where appropriate. And my favorite part of the night is talking to the audience. I do the time-honored, where are you from, what do you do for a living? And in this way, little biographies of audience members emerge, and I use that from which to set my sails for, you know, what to talk about and where to go for the night. And it seems to work pretty good. Been doing it for a while now.
You're on tour this summer with your family. How's that been going?
Well, they're just with me on vacation. We're in Massachusetts for a couple of days. We got here Tuesday morning. Yesterday we spent much of the day at the beach with friends, and it was really, really a wonderful day. And late last night my daughter said to me, or yesterday afternoon I guess, she said to me, I think I have sand stuck in my throat. Which, of course, she didn't have sand stuck in her throat. She's viciously sick. So it'll be a memorable vacation.
You cover current events on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and this has been a great year for LGBT civil rights in America. What's your reaction to the Supreme Court's decision to end DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, and ruling Prop 8 unconstitutional in California, your home state?
Well, I was thrilled. You know, California, the whole Prop 8 thing was surprising, I thought, from the start. California is a state that should know better, especially because they're on the coast. I feel that ideas should come to the coast first. When you're lapped socially by Iowa, that's not a good thing. I thought it was sad that the Supreme Court had to get after California to make them do the right thing, but glad nonetheless that they did.
Being on top of current events, I'm sure you've heard about the Russian anti-gay laws that have been passed, also especially with the Sochi Winter Olympics coming up in 2014. What's your spin on this?
You know, I don't know the details of the laws. I heard the guy from Star Trek talking, felt that we shouldn't go to Russia because of the laws. And
George Tataki.
Yes.
Yeah.
In terms of the Olympics, I don't really know the answer. In terms of Russia's laws, it doesn't sound like they're good. It's not the first not good thing coming out of Russia, but it doesn't sound like they're good. I heard somebody say the other day, some analyst on some news program, I don't know, saying that they thought that, you know, Russia was sort of purposely trying to strike positions that were in discord with the U.S. and that was sort of part of the reason they were going that way. I think that's probably a broad stretch. On the other hand, the U.S. has certainly taken baby steps on this issue. I mean, they're finally, from a legal standpoint, they're finally making some good moves, I think. But I think the laws are certainly not out ahead of public sentiment. In this case, finally, in the United States, public sentiment is turning, you know, in a positive and humane way. It's tough to throw stones at Russia necessarily, because it's like, you know, the day before we did the right thing, and now they're all of a sudden, well, look at Russia. I don't know, we're kind of funny that way. You know, look at both of us. We're not doing as well as we could on the issue. Do you know what I'm saying? That we're doing better, but we're still not doing as well as we could on the issue. So in terms of the Olympics, I don't know that not going is the answer.
LGBTQ teens are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I wish I had the solution for everybody. It's sort of easy to tell everybody else what to do, but for myself, in terms of, you know, struggles with issues, happiness, unhappiness, I have a philosophy, when in doubt, help out, one thing. But that's not always enough for everybody, you know. I don't have answers.
How can people get information about your tour?
On my website. That's a good way. PaulPoundstone.com.
What other projects are you working on? I know you have a new CD out and also a Showtime special coming up.
Yeah, I'm working on a book. It's taken me forever. My last book took me 9 years to write, so I figured, I said to myself, well, you know, when I write this new book, I couldn't possibly do worse than that. And yet I'm surprising myself, I mean, in terms of time. Because I'm not a writer for a living. I've done some writing, so I have to fit it into the cracks of my life. And then truth, I don't have that many cracks. So, who knows when I'll finish. But anyways, I am working on a book. And yeah, I have a new CD out. It's called I Heart Jokes Paula Tells'em in Boston. I have another one called I Heart Jokes Paula Tells'em in Maine that's a little bit older. And perhaps you're sensing a pattern. The one about Maine, however, is not about Maine. And the one about Boston, is not about Boston. They're just happens to be where I recorded them. And so I threw that into the title. And beyond that, I mostly work the road. I'm out pretty much every weekend, one place or another. Incredibly lucky to get to do so.
How was the Showtime special? What was that like?
Fun. You know, everything I do is me just doing what I do. My life in stand-up comedy, and what a joy it is to do it, by the way. It is the greatest job in the world, I'll tell you. I mean, it's endorphin producing, which is the luck of the draw. You know, I didn't go into it thinking, well, I'll do this thing that produces endorphins, because I didn't know anything about that notion when I first started out. I suppose I gravitated to something that felt good, but in truth, it's actually healthy. I mean, it doesn't stop you from gaining weight. But to go into a room full of people who've come out to laugh for the night is already magical to begin with. And in our society, it's almost unique at this point, because people are so, you know, electronically hooked up and enjoy that kind of entertainment so much. So to be in a room full of live human beings where you can, you know, shake hands, make eye contact, you know, talk about what happened on your way there, have some real genuine exchanges of human energy is a fantastic thing in and of itself. And then to get to stand on stage and say what I think is funny. And oftentimes, by the way, I've shared things that were, you know, I've had lots and lots of struggles. And shared things about those struggles, whether they were the most dramatic ones in my life or just the lesser frustrating ones. And people laugh. Because the truth is, as much as we may think that we're terribly, terribly unique in all of our difficulties, we have a lot more in common than we have differences, no matter who you are. And so to be in a room full of people laughing about those difficulties is the most amazing, wonderful thing in the world. So I'm really, really lucky. I mean, I just sort of stumbled in that direction, and I really do think it's helped me out throughout the last 34 years.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I have a notion that somebody once shared with me. It wasn't even somebody I liked. In fact, they didn't really share it with me so much as I overheard it. But I did hear somebody talking to somebody else one time, and they said, look where your feet are. Meaning, when you're really panicked about something happening, no matter what's about to happen or you think is going to happen or whatever, like right now, for example, I'm standing outside in a driveway at a friend's in Massachusetts. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful town. So no matter what bad thing is on its way, you know, here I am. And I think a lot of times, certainly for me, what happens is I have so many thoughts about what's about to happen or what I think might happen as a result of some bad thing that I know about that I forget that in the moment, I'm probably just fine. It's been fairly helpful.